This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House is frozen as President Trump continues denying he has lost re-election. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president's Veterans Day appearance at Arlington National Cemetery was his first public outing on official business in more than a week. He's mostly foregoing actual governing and instead continues angrily tweeting unfounded claims of electoral fraud. Still, aides say he's calmer than the tweets suggest, that he believes he needs to keep fighting on behalf of those who voted for him. Some aides, including daughter Ivanka, have started questioning how long he wants to keep fighting. The president's mused about running again in 4 years, and aides believe he will at least openly flirt with the idea to stay relevant and boost interest in his money-making efforts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In their first calls with President-elect Joe Biden since the U.S. election, the leaders of Japan, South Korea, and Australia reaffirmed their commitment to tackling climate change and regional security. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
Key U.S. allies in Asia made their first phone calls to President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday, reaffirming U.S. military commitments in the region and pledging to work together on the global health crisis and climate change. It meant the leaders of South Korea, Japan, and Australia joined others in recognizing Biden's victory over President Donald Trump, who has refused to concede. Biden's projected win comes as China increasingly asserts its military and economic dominance in the region. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stayed silent on Biden's election so far.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Migration Agency said at least 74 migrants drowned after their Europe-bound ship capsized off the coast of Libya on Thursday, in the latest of a series of at least 8 shipwrecks in the central Mediterranean since last month. The boat was carrying more than 120 migrants, including women and children, when it capsized off the coast of the Libyan port of Al Hums. The International Organization for Migration said only 47 people were rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard and fishermen. So far, 31 bodies have been retrieved as the search for remaining victims continues. Europe continues to battle a rising wave of COVID-19 infections, with Belgium hit especially hard. We get more from Reuters' Soria Ali.
Belgium, a country of 11 million, is in the grip of the second wave of the virus and has one of the world's highest COVID-19 mortality rates. It's also seen one of Europe's sharpest jumps in cases this autumn. With just 10% of the world's population, Europe accounts for almost 25% of the 1.2 million deaths globally. 5 countries, Britain, France, Spain, Italy, and Russia, account for almost 3/4 of those European fatalities. At around 50,000, Britain has the highest death toll in Europe, with a current daily average of more than 20,000 newly reported cases. Governments across Europe have been forced to order control measures, including imposing local curfews, closing non-essential shops, and restricting movement to ease pressure on hospitals and protect their economies.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Israeli and Egyptian officials say a helicopter belonging to an international peacekeeping force has crashed in the Sinai Peninsula, killing several Americans in what both sides say appeared to be an accident. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
The Israeli official says Americans were among the dead. The other victims were French and Czech. Israeli and Egyptian officials said one survivor was being airlifted to an Israeli hospital. An Egyptian official said the UH-60 Black Hawk was on reconnaissance mission and crashed near the island of Tiran. Both sides said the crash appeared to be caused by a technical failure and there were no signs of the aircraft being attacked. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits fell last week to 709,000, a still high level, but the lowest figure since March, and a further sign that the job market might be slowly healing. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.